In connection with the signs of eclipse, those who are waiting for Imam Mahdi, if their Imam Mahdi appears and these signs occurs, again he cannot get any assistance from this tradition in to prove
but
his...
But even if he does get, why are you so worried? you should be so stingy. You should say, if these things appear, we'll also believe in him, you know. No harm.
I mean that this prophecy is complete in itself, because Huzur said, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Lam takuna munzu khalqis samawati wal ard.
No, no, but there you are wrong. Totally wrong. I was afraid you were going to take that position. What he said was, in the presence of a claimant, this has never happened before.
Yes.
He never said that this eclipse did not occur in the month of Ramadan in the same dates ever before. He could never have said it because it is wrong.
Yes. I mean that if it is already happened in the presence of Imam Mahdi once.
Yes.
So if another Imam Mahdi comes,
then the conditions would be the same. The conditions would be the same.
If another Imam Mahdi appears and yes, these signs happened as narrated in the prophecy.
Yes, that's right.
Then again it will not prove him.
Well, I understand your point, but once it is happened, that then Ahmadis would say, then he will be addressing Ahmadis. Ahmadis, the non-Ahmadis have no problem. They will say the previous one was false, so it has occurred only once. So the problem is limited only. What you are trying to prove to them is that no one would be able to believe in him. That is wrong. That is what I say is wrong. Because as far as the non-Ahmadis are concerned, they would take this position that this has happened many a time. But what Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said was that this would not happen in the presence of an Imam Mahdi, claimant to an Imam Mahdi.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So they say because we have already rejected Mirza Sahib as not being true, so this has happened for the first time, that in the time of a true Mahdi this has happened. Then what would be your answer? Never thought of it before, I think.
Yes.
So don't take a wrong position. Don't be overzealous. Once it is enough, it is proved. Whatever may happen in future, the future people will face that problem. It's not our problem. What we know is this, that according to Huzur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prediction, this has happened, and only once. It's enough for us.